September 19th marks a very important internet milestone, the 20th anniversary of the first use of the smiley, that symbol produced using the colon, dash, and right parentheses keys to make the sideways smiley face that now graces so many, some might say too many, email messages. Scott Fallman and Jeff Barrett of Carnegie Mellon University are joining us to mark the anniversary of this profound moment. Mr. Fallman, give us the history here. When and where did you use the smiley face characters, and maybe more importantly, why?
Well, we had email, we had what are like internet news groups. We called them bulletin boards in those days. People would post messages. A lot of the messages were meant to be humorous. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, someone would post something that was meant to be humorous, but someone wouldn't get the joke. Suddenly, someone out there is angry and responding, and sometimes even what we call a flame war would break out. People would start posting back and forth.
Not very nice things.
Well, it was distracting. We thought it would be convenient if people in this very informal, quick and dirty medium had a way of indicating that something they had just written was meant not to be totally serious.
Mm-hmm. And you came up with the use of these characters to produce this sideways smiley face.
Yes, a bunch of people had looked at different characters on the standard keyboard and had tried to come up with something that would convey the right meaning, but it's a very limited character set. And I realized if you turned your head sideways, you could do a lot better. The idea of these three characters looked at sideways just is very clearly a face smiling at you. It caught on and started to spread.
And you claim that that's the first time ever that this was posted.
Well, I don't want to make a strong claim there. I had not seen this before. Who knows, maybe Gutenberg did it in 1450. I don't know if he had parentheses, but...
Jeff Barrett has actually done some research to lend credence to your claim here, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I've actually gone through the old backup tapes we had from 20 years ago and found the original message postings on the bulletin board. Computer technology changes very fast, so 20-year-old technology is very far out of date, so we had to track down equipment to actually read these kind of tapes and then software to read the various formats and finding out what they were and where they were. So it took a little bit of investigating to track it down.
And indeed, Scott Fallman used this first.
There are much older tapes we can't read, but this really does look to be the first one we found.
Now, Scott Fallman, in celebrating this anniversary, you admit there is some grounds to suggest that the smiley actually set back the progress in human communication a little bit. That is, Shakespeare didn't use smiley faces to signal humor, and neither did Mark Twain. But now we've got millions of people writing lame humor and then adding a smiley to try to ramp up the laugh track.
Well, yes. For a very good writer writing something satirical, you don't want to indicate whether it's serious or not. That's part of the fun, to keep the reader guessing. But if you're tossing off a note in 5 minutes, and it's sometimes good to indicate at the end, yes, I'm only kidding, don't get mad. This thing obviously can be misused. Some people use 12 of them in a short message, and it's pretty ugly. Some people absolutely hate this. Neal Stephenson, the science fiction author who hates these things, said that this is the moral equivalent of a rim shot in a Las Vegas nightclub, you know, to underline the joke. And the rim shots have their uses. You just have to be a little restrained in how often you do it.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Scott Fallman claims to have invented the sideways smiley face, and Jeff Baird did the research to back up his claim. They joined us from Pittsburgh.